Hello and welcome to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio, the psychedelic radio show that is brought to you this week by the letters L, S and D. Presented by me, L, a kaleidoscopic theatre through the far-flung recesses of your mind, taken in classic psychedelia, acid folk and a few bits and pieces that I think will engage your attention. Featuring this week tracks by Paul Weller, The Pretty Things, Primal Scream, Dantalian's Chariot, Sheila McDonald, The A-Lords and Le Fleur de Lis, to name just seven of the acts on tonight's show. And it's the first show of the year, of course, following a very disappointing end of the world a couple of weeks ago. And being as the internet still seems to be with us, if you want, you can follow the music as it's playing by checking out the blog site at
where you'll find a complete rundown of all of the music played on the show.
Otherwise, I'll be back in about 45 minutes to bring you up to date with the tunes.
It's a roller coaster ride through your psyche, but today I'm feeling a bit pastoral. So let's start the show with something a little different.
A bucolic piece of loveliness in Edwardian classical styling. God, I love where I can take you with
Mind Decoder. So, dim the lights, take the phone off the hook, light a candle, relax and float downstream. You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Please enjoy your trip.
In some sense, all of experience is an illusion. You know, everything that we experience in the here and now and our state of being is a hallucination, an elaborate hallucination that our brains construct. We happen to call it consensus reality.
George, get set for a mind-blowing afternoon.
I saw, suddenly I realized how wonderful our Earth is. I felt newborn, being newborn. And so even the next day, when I went in the garden, the world was new.
To fall in hell, or so angelic, you need a pinch of psychedelic. That's how I recall it. I mean, I'm not sure it was necessarily that, but that was certainly the gist of it.
As a matter of fact, I swallowed one of these about 2 hours ago. And the explanation is that it is, in fact, my hand.
Everything, it seemed, was all right.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Everyone has a favorite tune. Is this yours?
Thank you. To bring Mercury and Jupiter will bring you wealth and golden rings. They have climbed the hill and watched the sun go down to rest. He said, "Would you be my friend? I fear there's nothing left to give my lady." She said, "Let's follow the sun behind the hill to where it's hiding." Sunset. How do feelings die? He's afraid to know. Why does she have to lie? She'll only stay until it's time for her to go. She said, "Take the sun in your hands, be glad. This love you hold." Thank you.
Mind Decoder.
I wish you would squeeze some.
I can't help it, I'm growing.
Thank you. There's a silent painless. I didn't know what happened. I was suddenly standing above my body while you looked on too much in shock for tears. I tried to speak. Couldn't. I tried to talk to you. But you wouldn't listen. And now I'm weeping. Like guilty love. In the dark. For such a hopeless moment. And even as we meet, I feel you just slipping from me. And I go back. To my darkness.
This is my life work, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. And this gave me the security
that if you have open eyes, you may see the world in a different way. I mean, you see it as it really is.
Why can't somebody who wants to
ritualize?
You leave them so psychedelic. That's how I record it.
Thank you. she done seen me come in a Cadillac up to the whiskey bar where electric guitars go by.
Thank you. You're listening to Mind Decoder. On Waiheke Radio.
Lips with colder hands, the taste of fresh grassy land.
together. Let's do this together. We're right on the neck of a girl. I'll hold her and you hold her hair back. I'll hold her and you hold her hair back. Look at the skin around her eyes. Watch the skin around her eyes. La 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 la. Watch the skin.
Don't End of part one. Intermission.
Paul Weller with Paper Chase from his most recent album, Sonic Kicks. The third in a very fine line of albums that started with 22 Dreams and also took in Wake Up the Nation.
Though it will be interesting to see how he copes now that he's fallen out with his collaborator on those three albums, Simon Dine. You're listening to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio.
Your community radio station.
Presented by me, L, and I pause the show for a few moments so that we can catch our breaths and take stock of what's gone before. So, thus far into the show, I've been in something of a pastoral mood, so I started with a classical piece suggested by the author Rob Young in his book Electric Eden, where he unearths the history of British folk music, and I played One Night on a River by Frederick Delius, written in 1911.
I don't know who's performing it or the name of the composer or anything, but that sort of thing you have to check out.
Variations of a Theme.
Introduced by Mark Smith here on Waiheke Radio on a Sunday morning. A very affecting piece of music, I'm sure you'll agree.
I followed that with the opening track from the debut album by the A-Lords, who recorded their self-titled album in a barn in Dorsetshire to capture that authentic rustic feel. That piece was called Friohill, which I followed with a track by Ithaca called Journey from their privately released album A Game for All Who Know, which came out in 1973. And to find out more about this lovely album, and indeed all of the tracks on tonight's show, do check out the blog site at waihikiradio.org.nz, where I've added a few interesting notes about all of the acts I'm playing to inform and amuse you.
Sheila McDonald, for example, has a story, and I'll tell you all about it on the Mind Decoder blog. I'll tell you now that I'm keen to get back to the music, me, so you'll just have to check out the site at a time convenient to you. Her track, Stargazer, came out in 1971, a classic piece of acid folk which I had disappear into a trifling little track called Squeeze Time by Position Normal, which itself found itself caught up in The Visitation from White Noise, a slightly edited version of the track by these electronic pioneers, because the original version found on their only album, An Electric Storm, released in 1968,
would seriously bum out your trip. So I simply removed those parts
and left you with the bits that, no
doubt caused your jaw to drop with wonder, which is what we're all about here on Mind Decoder. I followed that with two psychedelic classics, Buffalo Billy Can by Apple from 1968, and A Madman Running Through the Field by Dantalion's Chariot, two stone-cold killer singles, neither of which particularly troubled the charts, but which nevertheless remain highly regarded in your psychedelic chat rooms. I played Dandelion Wine by Russell Nyer. You can't really go wrong with a track called Dandelion Wine in your acid folk circles. Elephants and Little Girls by Loch Lomond, dizzying gorgeous pop from their 2011 album Little Me Will Start a Storm. To Make You Stay by Tinker's Cuss, possibly my favourite band name ever. And Fans of the Wicker Man, the classic 1972 cult horror movie from Hammer Films, not the abortion that Nick Cage made a couple of years ago, may recognise that tune as Lullaby from the soundtrack album, although To Make You Stay can be found on the 2007 album Mythago. And finally, we're bang up to date with Paul Weller and Paper Chase. So that was part one of the show, a quick dash through the more pastoral meadows of psychedelia. In part two, I changed the vibe just a little bit and throw in some Primal Scream, The Pretty Things, as well as the brilliant Sharon Tandy and the Fleur-de-Lis into the mix, as well as inviting you into the full 20 minutes of The Narcotic Beloved by a band called Alter, the blissed outside project of doom metal purveyors Wolfsvent.
No, come back. This is Mind Decoder. You need to be here and you need to hear this stuff. My name's L. Look, I'm pressing the button right now.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission. Part two.
Out of the silvery clouds of our room, the softened candlelight. Stretch, Levi's are made
Mind decoder. Begins to see significance in things you didn't see before.
A plain wooden chair was invested with a chair in it. No chair had ever been before.
Many people become aware of a quite different world.
Many would come to view it as a spiritual antidote to the atom bomb.
We'll be right back. Decoder.
I think the possibility to have a psychedelic experience is inborn. These psychedelics, very similar compounds, are in our brain. And all the compounds which you find in the plant kingdom, only the psychedelics are so closely related chemically to these brain factors, which we already have. We speak about the paradise of childhood. When I have the vision and a beautiful experience as a child, it is no wonder, because we have these compounds already in our brain.
Above in the sky.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Decoder.
Love is but beneath a sunny sky, lingering onward dreamily, in an evening of July, in an evening of July. And in a wonderland they lie, they're dreaming as the days go by, dreaming as the summers die, dreaming as the summers die. Long has paled that sunny sky, echoes fade and memories die. Autumn frost has slain July, but still she haunts me phantom-wise. It's Alice moving under skies, never seen by waking eyes, never seen by waking eyes.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
So they began going there. And after they had walked a little way, Christopher Robin said,
"What do you like doing best in the world, Pooh?"
"Well, what I like best..." But then he had to stop and think. Because although eating honey is a very good thing to do, there's a moment just before I begin to eat it which is better than when I am eating it. But I don't know what that moment's called. And being with Christopher Robin is a very good thing to do. And having Piglet near, a very friendly thing to have. All the same.
So, when he had thought it all out, he said,
"What I like best in the whole world is me and Piglet going to see you. And you saying, 'What about a little something?' And me saying, 'Well, I shouldn't mind a little something, should you, Piglet?' And it being a hummy sort of day outside and... birds singing."
"I like that too. But what I like doing best is nothing."
"How do you do nothing?"
"Well, it's when people call out at you just as you're going off to do it. 'What are you going to do, Christopher Robin?' And you say, 'Oh, nothing.' And then you go and do it."
"Oh, I see."
"It's a nothing sort of thing that we're doing now."
"Oh, I see."
"It means just going along, listening to all the things you can't hear and not bothering."
"Oh." They walked on, thinking of this and that, and by they came to an enchanted place on the very top of the forest called Galleon's Lap, which is 60-something trees in a circle.
And Christopher Robin knew that it was enchanted, because nobody had ever been able to count whether it was 63 or 64, not even when he tied a piece of string round each tree after he had counted it.
Being enchanted... its floor was not like the floor of the forest, gorse and bracken and heather, but close-set grass, quiet and smooth and green. It was the only place in the forest where you could sit down carelessly, without getting up again almost at once and looking for somewhere else.
Sitting there, they could see the whole world spread out until it reached the sky, and whatever there was all the world over was with them in Galleon's lap.
Suddenly, Christopher Robin began to tell Pooh about some of the things.
There are people called kings and queens, Pooh.
And there's something called factors. And a place called Europe. And an island in the middle of the sea where no ships come. And how to make a suction pump. If you want to, Pooh. And when knights are knighted. And what comes from Brazil.
And Pooh is back against one of the 60-something trees. And his paws folded in front of him said,
Oh.
And...
I don't know. How wonderful it would be to have a real brain which could tell you things.
And by and by, Christopher Robin came to an end of the things and was silent. He sat there looking out over the world and wishing it wouldn't stop.
But Pooh was thinking too. Is it a very grand thing to be an afternoon? What was it you said?
A night.
Oh, was that it? I thought it was a... Is it as grand as a king and factors and all the other things you said?
Well, it's not as grand as a king.
Oh, Christopher Robin.
But it's grander than factors.
Could a bear be one?
Of course he could. I'll make you one.
And he took a stick and touched Pooh on the shoulder.
Arise, Sir Pooh de Bear, most faithful of all my knights.
So Pooh rose and sat down and said, Thank you.
Which is the proper thing to say when you have been made a knight. And he went into a dream again, in which he and Sir Pump and Sir Brazil and Factors lived together with a horse and were faithful knights, all except Factors, who looked after the horse, to good King Christopher Robin. And every now and then he shook his head and said to himself,
I'm not getting it right. But think of all the things Christopher Robin will want to tell me when he comes back from wherever he's going to, and how muddling it will be for a bear of very little brain to try and get them right in his mind. So perhaps
Christopher Robin won't tell me any more. And does that mean that a faithful knight just goes on being faithful without being told things?
Then suddenly Christopher Robin, who was still looking at the world with his chin in his hand, called out,
Pooh?
Yes?
When... Pooh?
Yes, Christopher Robin?
I'm not going to do nothing anymore.
Never again?
Well, not so much. They didn't let you.
Yes, Christopher Robin?
Pooh, when I'm, you know... When I'm not doing nothing, will you come up here sometimes?
Just me?
Yes, Pooh.
Will you be here too?
Yes, Pooh. I will be, really. I promise I will be, Pooh.
Well, that's good.
Pooh, promise me you won't forget about me ever. Not even when I'm 100.
How old shall I be then?
99.
I promise. Still with his eyes on the world, Christopher Robin put out a hand and felt for Pooh's paw.
If I'm not quite sure, Pooh, whatever happens, you will understand, won't you?
Understand what?
Oh, nothing. Come on.
Where?
Anywhere.
So they went off together. But wherever they go, and whatever happens to them on the way, in that enchanted place on the top of the forest, a little boy and his bear will always be playing.
Here we go.
Mind decoder.
very fine. I can't tell you how many memories that brings back to me.
Suffice to say that I was there at the opening night of the original Screamadelica tour in Leicester Square, and that's the record I want played at my funeral. Primal Scream, of course, with the American Spring remix of Higher Than the Sun, and that was Mind Decoder for another week here on Waiheke Radio, your community radio station, and I hope you enjoyed the show, a humble psychedelic tour of the outer reaches of your mind. So, you go put the kettle on, and I'll tell you what you were listening to.
I started part two of the show with, I started part two of the show with something I cobbled together, which I'm choosing to call, in a slightly unimaginative manner, Psychedelic Filler One, but which may one day be renamed.
But part two really got underway with the blistering psych pop single Hold On by South African-born singer Sharon Tandy,
fronting London's Les Fleurs de Lis from 1968. Which I followed with another classic psychedelic single release, Defecting Grey by The Pretty Things from 1967. And like most of the singles I'm playing from the late 60s on tonight's show, these tracks never travelled the charts, but they remain life-affirming experiences by those lucky enough to have heard them.
That would be you.
I played the gorgeous
One Summer by Sam Snowman from his album Nostalgia
Ever After, because proper psychedelia is always nostalgic,
and after that we floated off into the 20 Minutes of Beloved by Elta. All reverb, drums, echoing guitars and moaning vocals. Wasn't that bad, was it? I played a track called Which Dreamed It, a rare enough B-side from 1968 by Boeing Duveen and The Beautiful Soup, these days known as Hank Wangford, and a little backward something called Cries from the Inner Marshland by the Bevis Frond, and that brought us back to Higher Than the Sun by Primal Scream, and Marvellous. What a terrific show. It really is a pleasure to produce them for you. There's a track listing available at waihekeradio.org.nz, and if the computers are working, a podcast is also available for download. But if that sounds like too much work, then why not just join me same time next week for another trip to the far side. My name's El. This has been a Mind Decoder. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
You see, she's on an island. And the island is perfect. I mean, real perfection here. I'm not just talking about, oh, that's nice.
Waiheke Radio, 88.3 or 107.4 FM.